Blog Talk Radio.
Under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's nobody but God, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with pray. Amen. So I'm trusting as you heard the music playing that you was getting into your set place. You was ready to tear the devil kingdom down. You was prepared to just wage war today, intercede one for another. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. God is still good. I'm getting texts right now that, you know, people cannot get on the broadcast. So, you know, let us just begin to go before the throne, give God all praise, all glory, trusting that the broadcast, if you click on the link, that you're still able to hear the broadcast as it's going forth. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, O God. Father God, knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see hands being laid upon prayer lists, Lord, prayer lists raised before you, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father God, with the prayer lists this day, with the prayer warriors, Lord, Father God, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers, letting us know that nothing, O God, is too hard for you this day, Lord. And Father, we fail not to give you the praise, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that is standing in the gap this day, Lord, Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God. Refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for moving on their behalf this day, O God. Father, where would we be today, Lord, Father, if it was not for you on our side this day, O God? Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Caitlin Worrell this day, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, I send no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. Father God, you have bring her through many surgeries, Lord, Father. And Father, we know that you're just, you're merciful, you're loving, Lord, Father, and nothing is too hard for you this day, O God. Father, I ask you, O God, to touch her body right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to her body. And we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For, Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And, Father, we're thanking you for that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Baker right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we're thanking you, O God, Father, for comforting him this day, Lord. Father, send forth that comforter, Lord, Father God. Father, on the loss of his loved one this day, Lord, Father, give him peace right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We give you all honor, we give you all glory, and we give you all praise this day, O God. Touch all those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, comfort their hearts, Lord. Give them peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Let them know, O God, that you make no mistakes in nothing, O God, that you are doing or have done this day or about to do in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father, that child right now, Lord, Father, that has been kidnapped, Lord, Father God, in Broward County this day, Lord, Father. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for their safe return, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to encamp, Lord, Father, their angels round about them, Lord, Father. Father God, stop those kidnappers right now, O God, in their tracks right now, Lord, Father. Father, shield and protect them this day, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying, O God, for those, Father God, children, Lord, Father God, as well as adults, Lord, Father, all those, Lord, Father, that have been trafficking right now, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for their safe return, O God, to their families this day, O God. Father God, strengthen them. Let them trust, Lord, Father God. And Father God, pray like never before, O God. Father, trusting in you, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that you're just and merciful this day, Lord. Father God, I ask you, O God, to see the blood covering, Lord, Father God, them this day, Lord. Father God, open that place, Lord, Father God, where they're at, Lord, Father. Bring those traffickers right now, Lord, Father God, to their knees this day, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're calling upon you, O God, for your mercy this day, Lord, Father. Father God, let their families this day, O God, not give up, Lord, Father, but continue to trust, Lord, Father God, in you. And Father God, your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chanel right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, you know what she's in need of, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we ask you this day, O God, to intervene, O God, on her behalf this day, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you can do it, O God. So, Father, we're giving you praise. We're giving you glory. We're giving you honor, Lord, Father, for just showing up and showing out on her behalf this day, O God. Father, move right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you for touching paperwork, Lord, Father. Father, many, Lord, Father God, have paperwork, Lord, Father God, within the system right now, Lord, Father God, for help this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for putting those paperwork in the right hands this day, Lord, Father. Father God, moving along the paperwork, O God. Father God, knowing that delay does not mean deny, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for expediting it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Fred, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We speak healing, deliverance, Lord Father God, and salvation right now, Lord Father God, to him, Lord. Father God, that the next time, oh God, that we hear from him, Lord Father God, Father God, change, Lord Father God, will already have been placed, Lord Father God, within him, Lord Father God. And, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out this day, Lord, Father. Move on his behalf, O God, for, Father, you know what he is in need of, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden, O God. And Father God, as we pray, Lord Father, for you to intervene on his behalf, Lord Father, we continue, O God, to pray for his salvation in the name of Jesus. Father God, show up and show out, Lord Father. For, Father, we know what you have done, Lord Father, for him. It was nobody, Lord Father God, but you, O God, your grace and your mercy, Lord Father, showed up and showed out this day, O God. Father God, what the enemy meant, Lord Father God, for his bad, Lord Father, you turn it around for his good, Lord, and we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day, O God. Father God, touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening on another device, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what they're in need of this day, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer right now, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you for making ways out of no ways for them, O God. We're thanking you for the peace that passed all understanding this day, O God. Father God, and the joy, Lord Father God, within them this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you, O God, for your healing virtue, Lord Father. We're thanking you, O God, for change of mindset this day, O God. We're thanking you, O God, for salvation this day, O God. Oh, Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Continue to lift your name on high, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father, we're just saying thank you today, oh, God. Oh, God, you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, oh, God. Father, we say thank you. Father, God, you give us one more day, oh, God, to get it right, Lord Father, to do your will, O God. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for this opportunity this day, O God. Let us be a light, O God, in someone's darkness today, O God. Father God, decrease us, O God, as you increase in us this day, O Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O God. We just continue, Lord, Father God, to thank you. We continue to praise you. We continue to lift your name on high, O God. O God, we hold before you our children and our grandchildren this day, O God. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, O God, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet this day, O God. Father God, protecting them, O God. Father God, from traffickers, child molestation, Lord Father God, gun violence this day in school, Lord Father. Father God, bullying this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you, O God, for seeing the blood, Lord Father. The blood, O God, that covers, heals, protect right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thanking you, Lord Father. We thanking you, we glorifying and we magnifying you this day, O Lord. Father, use us this day, O God. Use us to be that light in someone's darkness, O God. Use us like never before, Lord Father. Father God, those nations right now, Lord. Touch the islands right now, Lord Father. Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you and glorifying you, oh God, for just showing up and showing out in their lives this day, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you this day, oh God. And Father God, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for peace, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, O Lord. Father God, show up and show out this day, O Lord. Show up and show out this day, Lord. Father God, as we speak healing and deliverance this day, Lord, Father God, salvation, Lord, Father, going forth in this airways today, Lord, Father. And Father, everything that the enemy meant, Lord, Father God, for our bad this day, thank you for turning it around, oh God, for our good, Lord, Father. Thanking you right now for those that can hear the broadcast, Lord, Father. Father God, touch those, Lord, Father, that are trying to get in, Lord, Father, that cannot, Lord, Father. Father God, let them not be weary, Lord. Father God, trusting, oh God, in you this day, oh Lord. Trusting in you like never before, oh God. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. And Father, we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast. Lord, to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, show up and show out this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are good. You're worthy to be praised, Lord Father, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father, if we can only believe. If we can only believe, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today. Never, never be afraid to do what's right, especially if the well-being of a person or animal is at stake. Society's punishments are small compared to the wounds we inflict on our soul when we look the other way. Let me read that again. Never, never be afraid to do what's right, especially if the well-being of a person or animal is at stake. Society's punishments are small compared to the wounds we inflict on our soul when we look the other way. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, I glorify, and I magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, we glorify, and magnify you this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trying to get back here connected. Tell you, ain't nobody mad but the devil. But we're going to keep on pressing. We're not giving up. We still pressing through. Amen. God is good, people. He is worthy to be praised. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary. I tell you all, don't faint. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to press on. Continue. Continue to press on. I tell you, the struggle here today, it is definitely real. It is definitely real. But we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. And again, I'm just trusting that you all are hearing me out there. You know, if you are, just continue to stay prayerful. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that the word going forth today, because the enemy is fighting hard. Trust me, the enemy is fighting hard. But we are victorious. We are victorious because the God that we serve, what is too hard for him this day? What is too hard for him? Let us get into the word. Amen. What is weary? It says, feeling or showing extreme tiredness, especially as a result of excessive exertion, exhausted in strength, endurance. These are similar words to being weary, okay? Tired, worn out, exhausted in your strength, you know. The enemy's job is to fight us. Fight us for us to give up on the God that we serve. Give for us to give up in trusting and believing in the God that we serve. And sometimes we fall for that trick. Sometimes we fall for it. But let's look at Galatians chapter 6. For those of you that have your Bible, hope you can open it, follow along with me. For those of you that don't have your Bible, just go ahead and write the scriptures down that you're able to in your free time, your prayer time. You can go back and you can look at the scriptures that we read today. Amen. We're going to start at the sixth verse in chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6. And it reads, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And here is where my topic comes from. Verse 9 reads, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let me read that again. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I tell you, God, give us the strength to endure. He give us the strength to endure no matter what it is. Don't be weary in well doing. You may have a dream that needs to come to fruition, that you just expecting God to just move. Open it up. God, you know this is what I'm looking for. Don't be weary and give up on praying for that dream to come. See, because in you praying to God about that dream, He knows about that dream. He can be telling you, are you preparing for that dream? This is what I need you to do in order for this dream to come forth. See, we figure because we go to God and we're praying that we don't have anything to do. We just lay back and boom, it's right there. But, you know, having faith, preparing, and doing the things for that dream to come forth as God lead you to do so. And you, another thing, you may be that person that is always helping, that is your ministry, helping others, finding solution, helping them in the time of need or whatever. And sometimes people take advantage of that kindness, of that help. They abuse it. Not everyone, but you have people out there that abuses your help. That at times you will be, man, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of helping, you know, and this is the result that I'm getting when I help others. But the word says, and let us not be weary in well doing. Don't be weary, for in due season we shall reap. We shall reap if we faint not. Continue looking to God. Because when they abuse your help, they abuse your kindness, they abuse your love, don't shut down because of what they are doing. Don't shut down. Say, Lord, I give them to you. You know what they have done. You know what they are doing. Father, I give them to you. Because if I stay in the flesh, Lord, if I stay in the flesh, it will not be of you. So, Father, continue to keep me with your grace. Continue to give me the strength so that I do not, Lord Father God, give up, Lord Father, on helping others, on loving others, on caring for others, that I do not give up, Lord. But, Father, I lay it down before you, Lord Father, and I thank you. Talk to God. Do we get weary? Yes, we do. We all do. whether you're in Christ or you're not in Christ. You get weary when people take you for granted. They abuse your love and kindness, your help. But for those of you in Christ today, I say, be not weary in well-doing today. Do not be weary. Do not give up. Don't give up in God today. Because when you look around you today and you see all that's going on, let me tell you, the safest place to be is in God today. You're like, how could it be the safest place to be in God today? Let me tell you, to die in Him is to reign with Him. But could you imagine not dying with Him? To continue to trust in the Lord. And say, Lord, forgive me for wanting to give up. Forgive me, Lord Father, when I was ready to just throw up my hands and say, I'm done. Lord, strengthen me. Increase my faith. The God that we serve, it's only about so long. It's only about so long that the enemy can come and mess with you. But He gives you the strength to endure. And when your strength is being depleted, you know, like when you're playing those games and your life is being depleted, or, you know, those batteries, you can tell that, you know, it's draining, something is draining the battery. It's time for you to get recharged. Recharge in the Word. Recharge in your prayer life this day. Recharge today. Spending time with God. Having that one-on-one personal time with God with no interruptions. With no interruptions. And you say, well, it's easy for you to say it. You think it's easy for me to say it? We all go through things. But are we going to give up on God? Are we going to give in to the enemy and allow him to win? No matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you're going through, trust in God today, people. Don't give up on God. Teach those around you, because He is making ways out of no way. But can you stand? Can you stand and use the Word against the enemy when he comes up against you this day? Can you? Because say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit would lift up a standard against him. But are you using the Word today to fight the enemy? Or are you just giving up? You say, man, I'm just tired of this. I could tell you many times that things be going on. I said, man, Lord, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired. I'm just done with this. But then you come back and you say, Lord, you know that's the way I felt. Forgive me, Lord. Strengthen me. You know what is going on, what is around. Look around you. Let me tell you, don't give up in God. That's what the song says. Don't give up in God, because He won't give up on you. God is not going to give up on you unless you decide to walk away from God and say, Lord, I'm done with you. I don't want to serve you no more. And you go back out there in the world to do, I don't know, whatever it is that, you know, you was doing. I'm here to encourage you today. Be not weary in well-doing. God sees all, he knows all, and he hears all. Nothing is hidden from him. Not even your thoughts are hidden from him this day. Nothing. Nothing. In John chapter 9, verse 4 reads, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. This is Jesus speaking. And this is before he healed the blind man. It says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus was an example for us that we can walk this earth. We can walk this earth without sin. And you know what? It says we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, right? We come into the knowledge of Christ. When we reach to that age of accountability, and you're going before God, and you're praying, you're spending time with him. Some households have two parents in there that is of God. So you have that structure where you can, you know, you raise up praying and, you know, do spending time in the Bible, spending time with God, developing that relationship with him. And then you have those that was not brought up in that kind of household, but here it is now that they, you know, decided that they are going to, you know, accept Christ into their life. They are going to spend time in God. They're going to read. They're going to pray. Their mindset is changed. Their lifestyle is changed. Their friends are changed. You know, you have those that are going to be, you know, an example for others. Like, you know, this is what I used to do. I do this no more, you know, to encourage others that come on. This is what Jesus done for me. He cleans me up in my messy state. He did not give up on me. I'm here to tell you, no matter what state that you're in, Jesus will not give up on you if you come to him. Repent. Come to him. Begin to have that relationship with him. So many people into the religion. We don't do religion. We do relationship with Christ. Begin to read your Bible. Find a Bible-believing church today that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. God created this earth. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us and reconcile us back to him. And not only that, he did not leave us comfortless. He sent us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So be not weary. Don't be weary in well-doing today, people. Don't be. In John chapter 4, we're going to start chapter 4, verse 34. It reads, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I said unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another one and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Let me tell you, where there's a season for everything. Everything, there's a season. And as you see, we have four seasons. What is it? Fall, winter, spring, summer. Ooh, I got it. Yay! You know, you have these four seasons. Depends on where you are, you witness all these seasons. What I'm talking about is, you know, fall when the leaves is, you know, they're falling, they're changing different colors. I mean, it's so beautiful. And then you get the winter, you know, with the snow and all that good stuff. And then when all that is done, you got the spring, you know, everything is like blooming. You know, and summer is fun time. So, in your season, what season are you really in today? That maybe you're in your sowing season, that, you know, you're sowing into people. You're sowing into, you're sowing into things. But in your sowing, you begin to get wary. You're sowing the seed of the word into someone's life. You're praying, okay? Well, you're praying for people, and you're like, but Lord, I don't see no change. You know, are you hearing me? I don't see no change in them. Or I don't see no change in the situation. Continue sowing your time in God, in the Word, spending your time in the Word. Continue sowing the seed. Continue giving the Word to others. Be faithful. Don't get weary. Don't get weary. When the enemy see that you are pressing forward, that you are not giving up. And God, you know what? Let me tell you something. Enemy get mad. The enemy gets mad, people, because when he thinks that he had victory over you, that, yeah, you're going to give up and, you know, you're going to curse God and all that stuff, you still press on. You still press on because you're saying, Lord, your will be done, not my will, but your will be done. Continue to give me the word, you know, that that seed may be planted. So the word of God that you plant in someone's life that you think that they're not comprehending, they're not taking in, they act like they're ignoring you. Let me tell you, that subconscious is taking in that word. It has taken root in the word because they have heard the word. They have heard the word that you have given them, that God ordained you to give to them at that point. It is just to say, Jesus loves you. He has not given up on you. And that's all you say to them. Let me tell you, that word, they're not going to forget. It is in there. So, you know, when you plant it, in order for that seed to break forth, you got to bury that seed. You got to dig that hole, put that seed in, cover it up, water it, fertilize it, continue doing so, and in due season, you will see seed. When you plant that seed, you're going to see that tree begins to come up. You're going to see that sprout coming up out of the ground. But you know what? You did not leave it alone. You made sure you water it. You fertilize it. Some of us even speak to it. And you know what? You see the manifestation of the seed that you planted. Some of us may never see the manifestation of the seed that you planted. God may have sent you to somebody or just call that person on the phone and say, hey, you know, you're talking to them. You're talking to them about God. You're praying for them. And let me tell you, be obedient. Be obedient when God gives you a word to give to somebody. Be obedient when he tells you to go, to call, to do. Be obedient and do it. That is a life, that is a soul that you are winning for Christ. That is a soul that you're encouraging to not give up on Christ today. So don't think because, you know, you don't operate in the five gifts, you know, the five main gifts, that everyone is so, you know, you don't have this title, God can use you. God is not about titles. God is about the work that you're doing for him. There are those that he has set here to bring forth that word, to correct us, to prepare us, to warn us. Let me tell you, people, there is a price that you pay for those gifts. They were not weary. They went through. that they're able to stand on God's word. But can you today stand on God's word today and not be weary? In whatever he called you to do in his ministry today. A lot of people don't like to operate in the gift, okay, of help. A lot of them feel it's beneath them. But you know what? They don't want to serve. They want to be served. Jesus came. He came and he walked this earth and he served. He was about his Father's business and he served. He served. But today, we don't even want to do that. We want to be served. Jesus walked this earth. He was about his Father's business. He was about his Father's business. So today, what seed are you today sowing? What seed? Are you sowing good or are you sowing bad? Are you sowing blessings or are you sowing curse? What are you sowing today? But I tell you, do not be weary today in well-doing. You're ready to give up? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray today for each and every person that is hearing this message, Lord Father. Father God, whether they're hearing it now, Father, or at a later time, Lord. Father, when they are weak and weary and ready to give up, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, Father God, to strengthen them this day, Lord Father. Let them not depend, Lord Father God, upon their strength, Lord Father, but your supernatural strength, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for touching them, Lord Father, strengthening them this day, Lord Father. Father, we know, oh God, that nothing is too hard for you this day. Father, let them preach and teach your word this day, Lord. Father God, let them operate in the gifts, Lord Father God, that you have bestowed within them this day. Store it up right now, Lord Father. Father God, many don't know, Lord Father, the gifts that they operate in, Lord Father. So store it up, Lord Father. Store it up, Lord. Let it manifest, Lord Father God. And Father God, let them see the harvest this day, Lord Father, when they faint not, Lord Father, to trust in you this day, Lord Father. Father, many are praying this day, oh God, for the salvation, Lord Father, of their children, of their loved ones, of their friends this day, oh God. And Father, many are getting weary, but Father, strengthen them, Lord Father, because it's not their will, oh God, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. And Father, in all that we're going through, Lord Father, Father God, we will still give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord Father, knowing that praise confused the enemy, Lord Father, and knowing, oh God, that you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit would lift up a standard against them this day, Lord Father. Father God, let them fight, oh God, with the word this day, Lord Father, knowing who they are and who they belong to this day, oh God. Father God, see the blood covering them this day, oh Lord. Strengthen them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. We are to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are to pray one for another. And be not weary. You don't have to know the ins and outs of what someone is going through if they don't want to share it? When they share it with you and they ask you to pray for them, that is a target prayer that they specifically want you to pray for this thing that is going on in their life. They may need God to move right now. So much of us are so secretive in what it is that we're going through that say, oh, you know, just go ahead and, you know, just pray for me. Yeah, I will pray for you. I will pray for you. But let me tell you all something. When somebody asks you to pray, pray for them right then and there if they are in front of you. Pray for them there. You're a prayer warrior. Don't give up. I know you get wary. Don't give up. Press. Continue to press. Continue to trust in God. Prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, whatever. You are going to go through, because let me tell you, the enemy is going to fight you. You're that intercessor, that interceding on the church behalf, the ministry that you're in. You're that watchman there that you're praying. You're fighting in the spirit realm. You're not doing battle out here in the natural. You are entering into the spirit realm. Do not be wary, prayer warriors, intercessors, watchmen. Do not be wary. You are one of the defenses. You are on the front line. Begin to war and intercede. Do not be wary. The enemy is going to come at you. This, again, I'm going to say, why we ought to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. This is why we need to be sensitive in the spirit realm. And when God lay a name on your heart, pray. Pray, because you do not know what that person is dealing with. That person may be interceding and may need you to join with them, though you may not know them. But you know what? God is calling upon you this day to war and intercede on their behalf. You remember when Moses had his hands up, and as he began to get weary, they begin to get heavy and tired, and you know, they begin to lose the war. But every time his hands raised, so come on. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. That's why it's good for us to assemble ourselves with like-minded people. That's what we are to be doing. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Pray one for another. Pray. That's what we ought to be doing. Praying one for another. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15. Corinthians 15. I had it, but I lose it. Trust me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, ooh, let's see. Tell you ain't nobody mad but the devil. First Corinthians 15, verse 58 reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always, let me say it again, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me read it again. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain when you're out there and you're doing God's work. The seed that you are planting, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. You sitting there with someone and you may read to them. It's not in vain. You read in the Bible. It is not in vain, people. Do you believe it's in vain today? Or do you not trust God? It's time for us now to trust God. Believe without the shadow of a doubt who we serve and who we belong to. Know who you are in him. Say, though you are weak, let you say you are strong. You are strong in Christ. You are strong in Christ. Trust him today. Be not weary in well-doing. God sees all. He knows all. He hears all. Nothing is hidden from him. Nothing is hidden from him. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And I was going to start at verse 13 and come down, but I said, Let me just go ahead from verse 4 and read. See, when you're reading things, get so, you know, it gets so good that you just don't want to give a little part, you know. And this was where, again, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and again, let us not be weary, okay? Don't be weary in your praying, spending time with God. And here is why. Starting at verse 4, it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, are you not hearing of wars and rumors of wars? Are you not? Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places.
in all these things not happening, be not weary in God today, but ask God to strengthen you, to give you the peace. Verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Mind you. And this was back when Jesus was walking the earth, and he is talking to his disciples. This didn't come yet, but he's telling them what is to come. Just like he's telling us not to be weary. In going through all this, not to be weary. When people do you things, you ready to, you know, give up, or, you know, they say things against what you're trying to do, and you're like, you know what, I'm just tired, you're ready to give up, but keep pressing on. God got you. If nobody else got you, God got you. And that's what the enemy don't like. The fact that no matter what it is that you're going through, you're dealing with, you know, you're still praising God. You didn't renounce him. You didn't give up and went back out into the world. You are still pressing forward today. And there is people that are looking at you that you think are not looking at you. You have friends. You have family. Those that don't even know you, including your coworkers, they are looking at you today. Are you going to give up? Or are you going to stand strong in the Lord today? Are you going to use the word that God has given you to war in the spirit? Are you going to use the word today? Are you going to say, everything that the enemy meant for my bad, God is turning it around for my good? God is turning it around for my good? See, it doesn't matter what people say. But the God that you serve, the God that you serve, trust in him today. Trust in what he is telling you. Trust in when the man and woman of God even come and confirm what God has already told you. Know that he is encouraging you. Know he hasn't given up on you. So don't give up on him today. Do not be weary. Some of us give up when our breakthrough is right there at the door. You want to throw in the towel. When God is saying, come on, I got you. This is no time to give up. I got you. It's time for us to get into the word that we're able to fight in the spirit realm with the word. Verse 10 says, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Y'all cannot tell me that y'all are not seeing this. That is going on. There is nothing new under the sun. But he is telling you. He said it back then. And we're living it now. You know, from small, you growing up hearing
Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Now, look, when you go and you read Matthew 24, and it's telling you what's going on in Revelation. It's telling you, but are you paying attention? Or are you then ready to just give up and say, you know what, I'm done. Ain't no time for you to be done. It's time now for you to be strengthened in your faith. It's time for you to be strengthening your faith. Verse 11 says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Why? You got so many of them have itchy ears. They're running from this church to that church to this church to that church to hear a word. It says signs and wonders. They look, they say, oh, there's gold over here at this church. So you're running over there so you can get some of that gold. And then there's silver over there, so you're running over there to get silver. But is it the real thing that you're getting? Is it the real thing that you're getting, or is it just something that is, you know, painted as gold, painted as silver? Because in the enemy come as a roaring lion, not a, but as. See, there's a difference. One is just the A, and the other one have an S to it. Okay? He comes as a roaring lion. Who are you going to believe today? Do you have the spirit of discernment today? Do you have it? It says, and because iniquity, sin, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall, Jesus, shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let me read it again. That's verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Glory! Can you endure today what you're going through? Can you endure? You can. With the help of Jesus, you can. To look to the hills from which cometh your help, my help. Are you looking today? Are you trusting today? Are you believing today? Or are you still in religion today? I say, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Nothing ain't happening. He ain't coming before all that he said that is going to happen before he comes. Nothing. Nothing happens before it's time. I always hear, delay does not mean deny. It just means not right now. But can you continue to keep the faith that it's going to happen? And I'm not going to be weary. And Lord, help me when I get weary. Help me not to give up. Help me not to abort what it is that you have for me, that you're about to do for me.
to trust in God today. Know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. 23rd Psalm, the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But can you stand still today? Can you stand still today until he gives it to you? I'm going to read in my closing again, back to you, Galatians 6, verse 9. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Verse 10, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord Father, for using me to bring forth this word, Lord Father. Trusting, Lord Father, that they had ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord. Father, help them, O God, not to be weary in well-doing this day. But, Father God, strengthen them, Lord Father, like never before, Lord. Father God, I pray today for every watchman, Lord Father, prayer warrior, intercessor, Lord Father. Father, that they not be weary, Lord Father, but continue, Lord Father, to stand in that fight, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord Father, that the word changes mindset this day, Lord. Father, that they take it deeper in you, Lord Father, as you illuminate more and more and more to them, Lord Father, as they get into the word this day, Lord. Father God, I thank you for seeing the blood covering, Lord, Father God, this broadcast, Lord. Father God, despite what the enemy, Lord, Father God, meant for our bad this day, Lord. But Father God, you still prevail, Lord, Father, for the word still came forth, Lord, Father. Father, I say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. Father, let healing, deliverance, Lord, Father God, salvation, Lord, Father God, be in the midst, Lord, Father. Stir it up today, Lord, Father God, within them this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry. If you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and do so at this time. And go ahead and click on that link for Blog Talk Radio. There are many links on there. There's many messages on there that you can just click and you can listen to. Share it with a friend today. Ask God to take you deeper in the word today. Amen. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on this broadcast live. And again, for those of you that are listening on a different device, the calling number is 347-857-3925. You can call in and press the number 1 that you're able to come live. You may be in need of prayer, praise report. I mean, come on. It's time to talk about it. It's time to share your testimony that you can bless others and let others know what God has done for you. Amen. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. Let me tell you, if you're not afraid of the enemy,
come on and tear his kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And our call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Yes, that's a very important number, because also on Sunday at 1 p.m., when we are live on Facebook for our service, if you don't have Facebook or you're riding, you know, traveling, you can call in on that conference line number and hear the service as well. Again, that number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible Talk. I tell you, it's some word that's coming forth, not only of what it is that happened in the Bible. We can give you real-life situation as we talk about it and give you the scriptures to go along with it. Yes, come on, join us. That's every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, that very important number, 712-832-7144, code 3333#. If God has laid upon your heart to sow a seed into this broadcast to continue to keep it on air, let me tell you ways that you can do so. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logiont@gmail.com. That's logiont@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logiontinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to Logion International Ministries, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 37704. Again, that is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Yeah. let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.